Recorded Books presents I'm Just Saying, A Guide to Maintaining Civil Discourse in an Increasingly Divided World by Milan Cortestani, narrated by the author. Foreword by Dr. Abbas Milani. Milan Cortestani's I'm Just Saying is a touching cri de coeur of a young man who wants to take what the poet Robert Frost would have called the road less traveled. His effort is daring and touching, lofty in its goals, articulate in its plan of action. His passion is less for the world of capital accumulation and more for the intellectual, emotional, and symbolic capital requisite to maintain the civility needed for sustaining a democratic society. In recent years, scholars have been warning of a crisis of democracy, of a democratic deficit, of a frightening increase in the number of authoritarian countries, and ultimately of threats to even established democracies like the U.S. and many parts of Europe. I'm Just Saying is a noble effort to apply tools of technology to the much-needed task of preserving democracy. Discourse is the very foundation of democracy. It is based on informed dialogue and a mind open for change. Its nemesis is a closed mind moored to the dictates of ideology. It requires empathy, patience, and humility for the other. Its enemy is the self-righteous rancor and hubris of a solipsist. In our benighted days, when many of the crypto-capitalists and digital billionaires are hatching dreams of creating colonies in space or adding new billions to their wealth without regard for the cost to society or the environment, Milan has set himself the Herculean but commendable task of saving and promoting the indispensable pillar of democracy. The enormous complexity of the task has not dissuaded him from making a remarkable essay. In that sense, I'm Just Saying is an essay, whence comes the more commonly known word essay, describing his commendable journey on this infinitely complex path. I have known Milan since he was a young boy, precociously concerned about the perils to our ecosystem. He turned parts of the backyard of his family home into an organic farm. He planned every step, studied every trope, and took rightful pride in his products. As he planned his college career, he again avoided the accruements of affluence to which many of his peers aspired. He chose his college based only on one criterion, an institution where he could best nurture and intellectually empower his passion for nature. After college, instead of wallowing in comforts of extreme affluence, he began studying and marshaling his unique experiences, his connections and talents, and his affluence to his socially conscious passion. Here, too, he is taking the road less traveled. Three of my colleagues at Stanford, Rob Reich, Mehran Sahomi, and Jeremy M. Weinstein, all involved in one way or the other with teaching computer science and the ethics and politics of the digital age, have published a fascinating and frightening book entitled System Error: Where Big Tech Went Wrong and How We Can Reboot. More than anything, it is a lament, a siren song, about the worrisome preoccupation of the tech-savvy, entrepreneurial-minded generation of brilliant young students keen on only developing applications that are the shortest routes to fabulous wealth. The moral, ethical, and social consequences of their innovation, the authors say, is often of little concern to them. Even noble efforts to democratize the digital age, they suggest, is often demonized by big tech companies. As the romantics like Mary Shelley showed us more than 150 years ago, technological development bereft of moral compunction and diligent attention to the quirks of our individual characters begets only a Frankenstein. I'm Just Saying is not just a word of warning about the emerging Frankenstein of intolerance, but it is also an earnest, tech-savvy, entrepreneurially-minded, morally conscientious essay at fashioning a democratic, tolerant, self-aware, and self-critical citizenry. The very foundation of an enduring democracy. It might seem like a romantic dream, but it is a romanticism with the best of intentions and informed about the perils to democracy in this pivotal moment. What Milan is just saying might indeed be what we just need to heed. Abbas Milani, director of the Iranian Studies Program at Stanford University. Introduction. Let's talk. My first business was dealing turtles. Kind of. My dad bought me Sheldon, whose name I have changed to respect his privacy, when I was 13 years old.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?